Thanks for joining us. You're listening to the Asian Community AIDS Services Podcast. So we're talking about our August topic, Age, Aging, and Desire, and I'm here with Stephen, coordinator of our Bathos Outreach here at ACAS. Thanks for talking to me today, Stephen.
You're welcome.
So you and your team go to the Men's Bathos in Toronto and hand out safer sex kits and info, is that right?
That's correct.
And what would you say the age demographic of these bathhouses are generally?
The age demographic of bathhouses, they vary from early 20s, I would say, and I would say up to the late 70s at
really?
The most.
Okay.
It depends on which bathhouse you attend to. You know, one caters predominantly for the older crowd, and then there is a younger crowd there, and then there's the other bathhouse, which is catering for the middle-aged crowd,
okay.
You know, like late, early 30s, 40s, but
okay.
Not as much for the older crowd tends not to go there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. So in the bathhouse is where there's, you know, different age groups within one.
Mm-hmm.
Are there men of different ages mingling together?
Yes.
Across age?
Yeah. They're all intermingling.
Okay, great.
I also find that depending on the bathhouse, it also brings up an issue of which race is at one versus another.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
And this is just from doing outreach there that I find that one bathhouse has more an Asian predominance to it, whereas the other bathhouse has a wider variety of more blacks and more other races, but less Asians.
Okay, okay.
So.
Right. Hmm. So what's the general sense you get about dating and hooking up out of your age bracket when it comes to men who have sex with men, or MSMs, as you come across in your work?
I'm sure it happens because, you know, everybody has urges and, you know, you take what you can get, I guess, in a sense, when you're in one of the environments like that.
Right.
You know, either you choose to do the interracial or interaging,
mm-hmm.
if you can, you know, if it's something that works for you. I would say it probably occurs.
And, you know, talking about interracial intermingling, there are, you know, many interracial sort of Asian and white couples clearly visible sort of in and around the city,
mm-hmm.
Namely that the Asian man is younger and the white man is older, sometimes considerably so. We had a blogger actually earlier this month on our blog comment on this phenomenon. And I wonder, however, about the age differences in Asian-Asian relationships. Like, are younger Asian men dating or hooking up with older Asian men?
Not that I've seen,
mm-hmm.
in the majority of just being within the Asian culture by volunteering and helping at ACAS. It tends to seem like they stay within their age range of dating, of Asian with Asian.
Right, okay, yes. Obviously, popular culture influences, you know, who we may choose or who we may be avoid when we're thinking of these things. So do you think that gay popular culture, and I know everyone loves to pick on Fab magazine, so let's do that. Do you think things like that can move beyond the restrictive definition of desirability of, like, the models in those magazines?
It'd be wise as a magazine to do that because as wonderful it is to see all the young models and white sort of, you know, buff bodies and all that, it doesn't really represent the sense of what one should do because we're all going to age. We're all going to get to that, you know, the age group of being an old guy.
Hopefully, yeah.
So it doesn't, you know, it's great that they concentrate now on the now and the people that are creating the buzz.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be great if they sort of somewhat prepared you for older age,
mm-hmm.
I guess,
mm-hmm.
and being gay and older,
right.
because it is quite different.
Right, right. My partner often refers to this Chinese saying that, and I'm sorry, I'm mangling the translation. I'm not Chinese, and it's much more poetic than it is in English. But the saying, the gist of it is that a man is like a piece of ginger. The older, the spicier. Are newcomers bringing the same target age of desirability? Like, are they? Do they have the same sense of, like, you know, younger is better?
I think with the immigration of more other cultures, Asian culture or any culture, they do bring some of their notions of being gay
mm-hmm.
with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it gets whitewashed by the time they when they're here,
right.
based on what's publicized in magazines and, you know, what they talk about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And for older MSM who've recently immigrated, maybe whose first language is in English, how do you see the rise of internet dating and social media apps like Grindr affecting them when they're not going out to seek sort of English-based, text-based hooking up? Cruising like that.
I think it's an outlet at this point in time. It's with technology. You know, we've sort of advanced from chat rooms, like
yes.
true chat of just chatting, to more sophisticated online sites like gay.com with pictures and all that other stuff. And I think just the way the technology is going, the phone is outdoing the computer in the sense that you don't have to be at home anymore.
Right.
When doing outreach on that system, I find that it's generally a base of younger crowd. So I don't know if it's really quite an advantage for an older generation person coming over here.
Right.
To, or any older generation. Unless I have noticed that on Grindr, they tend to be on the more senior side of the scale of age.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
Whereas on Jack, they tend to be on the very younger, like the early 20s
mm-hmm.
to early 30s
mm-hmm.
that are on there, the group.
Okay. And I have one more question before I let you go from this interrogation. you know, aging and desire, when I first floated this idea to the ACAST folks, they were particularly vocal about this one. I floated a bunch of different ideas for different themes of months. And this one, for some reason, you know, they said, ooh, that's controversial. You know? I mean, I had other stuff on there like religion and homosexuality, but aging and desire, oh, controversial. I was a bit surprised, actually, to find that reaction. Any last thoughts on to why there is this sentiment towards this topic?
Because it's I think it's a topic that we ignore, the fact of aging. I think most magazines that, you know, unless they're not geared towards a senior level of aging in gay men, it really is all about the younger crowd, the younger group, people coming out more versus already establishing that you're happy with who you are.
Right,
and
yeah.
I think it's just interesting because it is really an age as well as beauty driven culture that we have.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's amazing how it doesn't matter how good you look. And if you're placing an ad and there's a picture, but if you state a true age,
mm-hmm.
which tends to be more on a senior's level,
right.
It's amazing how the number just makes it not worthy. Not
wow.
worthy or just, you're out of my age range. And
when you do the search, right? You're like,
and yeah, even when you do a search. But even in general written ads, you know, online, you know, the max age that anybody's ever looking for now these days is like 40 on top. Mm-hmm. And the ultimate age that they're willing to go is like 35.
Right.
You know, I'll push that to 40 if you know, I don't know, you got the best body or whatever, I don't know. But you know, age is something that you only understand it when you get there.
Right.
You know, the younger crowd just sees you as an old person.
Right. Oh, wow. Well, important parting thoughts to leave us with contemplating. So this is the end of my line of questioning.
Okay.
Thanks so much for participating in this today. And yeah, it's been enjoyable.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. You've been listening to ACAS's podcast on Age, Aging, and Desire. Thanks for joining us. My name is Kenji Takawa, and I am social media coordinator at ACAS. This podcast has been produced by Asian Community Aid Services. Make sure to join us next month for Back to School. We'll be talking about researching Asian Canadian health.